This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
If you've never watched a Rams game in your life before, and you don't know what a fourth down is or how a team scores, you don't have to be an expert for enjoyment to occur. If you need a team to root for, that's what we're here for. It's not a car, it's not a bus. Hop on board, you're safe with us. Welcome to the bandwagon. He's Larry and I'm Kevin. Welcome to the bandwagon. Go Rams, go, now come on in, all aboard.
Maybe a little extra pumped today, Larry Morgan. Is that, do you think that's a result of the Rams winning, or what,
hold
what
on.
Do we
got? Hold on.
I've been waiting 10 days for that, right?
I definitely was waiting until end of game to breathe again.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Kevin. You have known me for a little bit, and I would be willing to say that you've never seen me anything other than relatively even-keeled. You don't see me lose my temper. You don't see me, like, I don't have wild swings of emotion in real life.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Even-keeled is the exact term I would have chosen, yeah.
Yes. If you had been watching me yesterday during this game, you would have seen a side of me that I am not proud of. Everything from pacing back and forth in the living room, using words that a sailor would blush at. I really feel like I was very close to being one of those people you hear about who would throw a heavy object through the TV screen at one point if it had gone a certain way. And I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
I am not proud of that, Kevin.
Sure.
But, boy, the anxiety that game caused me yesterday, because there was so much that felt good for such a good amount of time.
Yeah.
And then...
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Oh,
yeah, Larry.
Boy.
Larry hit it on the head. If you didn't watch the game, as a quick recap, and by recap, we're not going play by play. Essentially, what happened is a big lead in the first half. Literally, it was 28-3, which was the iconic Super Bowl score against the Falcons that the Patriots came back by. So it was kind of an irony there. And what was the final score? I think it was 28-3 at the half or just after the half. Ended up being 31-26 or something like that. Very close.
27. Maybe?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
The Falcons just kept scoring in the second half. The Rams kept not scoring. And it turns out in a football game, that is not a good combination for trying to win.
And it would have been a really, I mean, look, to have that much of a resurgence in the first half and then to lose that game that way, there would have been imagine what we'd be talking about today. Imagine what the coaching staff would be having to go through today about a real collapse. And there's still some concern there.
Yeah.
But luckily, you do have, I mean, look, Jalen Ramsey, who's got a little beat up last week and, you know, it has high expectations on him. The fact that a superstar like that comes through at the end.
A big interception to ice the game, literally sealed the win. It was incredible. He had some hops on that interception, by the way. That was insane.
No, to get up and, I mean, you see his height. He's not the tallest guy in the world. For him to get up there and snatch that out of that Falcons
from behind, it's not like it was an easy interception. He was behind the dude. Yeah, that was incredible.